Talk Live. We're kicking off hour three of the live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind is 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, where everything there is totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Now, last hour, we finished things out getting into an article about LSD and whether or not LSD can actually help, believe it or not, alcoholics defeat their alcoholism.
Apparently there's some study out that shows that, what was it, 40 years ago, over a 40-year period?
Yeah, it's very interesting that there's a scientist, Dr. Erica Dyke from the University of Alberta.
That's a really unfortunate last name.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. D-Y-C-K. Sounds like Dyke. Anyway, she unearthed some intriguing findings from back in the 50s and 60s. According to a study conducted in 1962, 65% of the alcoholics in the experiment stopped drinking for at least a year and a half, which is the duration of the study, after taking just one dose of LSD. Now, that seems like a pretty good number. I mean, 65%, that's a tremendous success rate, especially when you compare it to other methods of helping people quit drinking.
Right. Nothing works. I mean, 65% would probably be kind of crappy for a medication in general to work, but if you compare it to everything else that works as far as how it works on the DTs...
Here you go. The controlled trial also concluded that less than 25% of alcoholics quit drinking for the same period after receiving group therapy, which is a very frequently found solution.
Right.
And less than 12% quit in response to traditional psychotherapy techniques commonly used at that time. So according to this study, the LSD technique was the most effective way to get alcoholics to quit drinking. And as Dr. Dyke pointed out, she interviewed some of these people that had taken part in the study 40 years later. Many of them had not even had a sip of alcohol.
But it's beside the point. Drugs are bad. Drugs are bad, and they need to be illegal, and the people that use them need to go to jail.
I think this
points
out...
The people that sell them need to go to jail for a longer time.
Well, I think this points out that that is a lie, sir, and that drugs are not necessarily bad. Can they be dangerous? Can they be abused? Of course!
Well, so can
legal. Alcohol!
Look at legal drugs. Alcohol is a good example
of one. It's a perfect example of one of the most dangerous drugs on the legal market, alcohol, with millions of Americans participating in imbibing in drinking alcohol.
As a matter of fact, I intend to participate in that later on this evening.
In fact, you're going to be participating to the point where you won't be able to drive, probably.
In all likelihood.
And
going to going out of town and going to be staying at a friend's, so I won't have to.
Your choice as an adult American. You mm-hmm. have the choice to be able to do that. But a lot of people may not like to drink alcohol. A lot of people may be looking for something a little bit different. But there's something else is illegal, according to the government, the DEA, the ONDCP. Why is it illegal? I'm not really even too sure.
Because one human being is better than another human being and can tell them what to do.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is.
Or maybe it's because one human being has a gun and is willing to shoot the other human being to get what they want. I'm not sure which.
Well, it's despicable, the war on drugs, and it needs to end. Here's a little bit more information about this study. Published in the Quarterly Journal for Studies on Alcohol, the 1962 study, as you might imagine, was received with quite a bit of skepticism. One research group in Toronto tried to replicate the results of the study, but wanted to observe the effect of LSD on the patients in isolation. So they blindfolded or tied up the patients.
Good Lord.
Before giving them the drug. Under such circumstances, the Toronto researchers determined LSD was not effective in treating alcoholism. The Saskatchewan group argued that the drug needed to be provided in a nurturing environment to be effective.
Duh.
And I totally agree. When you're talking about a psychedelic drug like LSD, it's all about the environment.
I would imagine.
It is all about set and setting. And anybody who's done even a little bit of research into LSD would know this. If you go to arrowwid.org, E-R-O-W-I-D.org, this great sort of a compendium of information, real honest information about drugs. This is not the ONDCP's propaganda site. This is a real site with real stories, real facts, real research about drugs. Some of them are really scary. Some of the stories, frightening. Some of them are really positive. Some of them are in the middle somewhere. And a lot of it, when it comes to this drug, LSD, has a lot to do with the place and the people who are around the tripper, if you will, the person taking the LSD. If you're in a scary place, if you're in a Halloween funhouse or someplace you're not comfortable with,
it's not going to be good.
You are not going to have a good time. But if you're around good, close friends in a secure environment like a home or something like that, or in this case, you know, a nurturing environment, as they put it, then a lot of very interesting things can happen. I'm not advocating that you go out and try this stuff. For one reason is because the drug is illegal. You don't know what you're buying. It's very risky. I'm not advocating this. I'm just saying that let's end the war on drugs so then individuals can make their own choices. And if they make the wrong choice or they make what they perceive to be the right choice, at least they're not risking getting locked in jail because of it. These people aren't hurting anybody. They're just trying to explore alternative methods of thinking, shifted perspectives, and that sort of thing, which is what this study essentially said, was that they took the LSD once. That was it. And they were able to, in this nurturing environment, step outside of the box that they were in, this sort of alcohol trap that they were in, look at themselves from a different perspective, and they quit drinking after that. 65% success rate.
Over 40 years. I mean, that's incredible. Incredible.
The LSD.
I wonder if it would work for tobacco.
Dyke believes there's a perhaps. But the DEA will not allow people to study this. That's why this is a 50-year-old study. Because you can't do it today. DEA's going to bust in your office and kick down the doors if they know a study like this is going on. But here's what Dr. Dyke, who is the person who unearthed the study, says. She says, the LSD experience appeared to allow the patients to go through a spiritual journey that ultimately empowered them to heal themselves. And that's really quite an amazing therapy regimen. Even interviewing the patients 40 years after their experience, I was surprised at how loyal they were to the doctors who treated them and how powerful they said the experience was for them. Some even felt the experience saved their lives. In spite of the promise LSD showed as a psychotherapy tool, its subsequent popularity as a street drug and the perception of it as a threat to public safety, which it is not, triggered a worldwide ban in the late 1960s, including its use in medical experiments. However, the ban on its use in medical experiments appears to be lifting. This is the good news. Dyke noted, a few groups of researchers in the U.S., including a team at Harvard, have recently been granted permission to conduct experiments with LSD. And in fact, the MAPS organization, Multidisciplinary Psychedelic Studies or something like that group, they actually have permission from the DEA to do studies on MDMA, ecstasy, which is also good news. So maybe we're heading in a more positive direction here for being able to research these things. Finally, after 50 years of nothing going on, maybe now we can start to unlock some of the secrets of these most powerful chemicals. As we go to the phones and to the fun, let's talk to Serge in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, man.
What's on your mind, Serge?
Drug war. Ugh.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It is. It is. What really concerns me about the drug war is that its popularity...
Serge?
Popularity amongst youth.
What do you mean? The drug war is popular amongst youth?
Yeah.
I would think that the youth would be the least likely to...
Well, there's certain... I'm talking about certain, you know, the druggy kids, and then there's, you know, your clean-cut normal kids who make up about 75% of your school, my school at least,
mm-hmm.
who are just so indoctrinated by government school health classes, believing that drugs are bad, which they are, but believing that, you know, one toke of a joint is going to, you know, make you a crack addict.
Now, Serge, the numbers are, once people get up to age 25, the numbers are something like between two-thirds and three-quarters of Americans have smoked marijuana at that point in their lives, at like 25. What do you think is going to happen to this, you know, what the number that you gave, and I it's just empirical, the 75% of students that think that drugs are all bad, what do you think is going to happen when they take pull off a joint and they realize, oh my God, this stuff isn't as bad as I thought it was. The government lied to me.
They're going to realize that their government school health class was retarded.
Yeah, or maybe they'll be like me and discover libertarianism and get principled. Thanks for the call, Serge. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Want to hear from a drug warrior? If you're out there, it's Free Talk Live.
Fiercely independent.
Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live and it's your show, live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. At freetalklive.com, we've got updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. So get on the updates list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that is updates.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
All right, to the phones, to the fun amplifier line, and Liam in Indianapolis, or actually in Indiana. Liam, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind, sir?
I just wanted to call to talk about what Mark had said a minute ago about how he wonders if the LSD thing would work with smoking. And it does, because me and one of my friends have both had that same thing happen. We didn't really mean for it to happen, but we were tripping on LSD one time, and we used to smoke a lot. And then one day we were smoking, you know, like bumming cigarettes off of one of our friends, and like we both like looked at each other at the same time, and we were like, okay, I can't do this anymore. It was just like one of those weird things that happens when you do it, and it was all of a sudden I haven't smoked since.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
And so you didn't even enter that experience intending to come out with that result, but
wow,
just the perspective shift that you had sort of made it happen.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's weird the way you can actually feel it almost like hurting you when you're smoking on LSD. It's crazy.
Really?
So it's sort of, you know, that altered state sort of created a neural pathway in your mind, and you just, you know, that's the way... It's I don't even know how to describe how, you know, brains work or my understandings, but that's just sort of the way it is for you now.
Yeah.
Smoking's terrible.
Yeah,
and...
because when I've smoked a couple times since, and it really hasn't been that enjoyable of an activity. Like, I only do it usually when I'm drunk, and it's been like twice or three times since I quit smoking.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that. My old girlfriend, she went through and got the smoking shot. And she was clean.
Oh, yeah?
She was clean for like an entire year. Hadn't smoked a cigarette for almost an entire year. She went and got drunk one night and took a drag off of a cigarette, and that was it. She was back on the horse. I mean, it was just amazing. But, you know, just if you quit smoking cigarettes, you should probably quit alcohol at the same time. They're just not a good combo. Liam, thank you for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. Have a good night, sir. 800-259-9231. So, you know, I don't want this to sound like I'm getting on the air advocating all these wonderful things about LSD. I don't know if the drug is as wonderful as everybody makes it out to be. I do know that the experiences I have had with it have been positive, but then again, my setting has been positive as well, which, as I pointed out before, is really the most important factor. All I'm saying here is that we need to end the insane war on drugs, allow experimentation to go on, because it's not going on right now, for the most part. Allow universities and scientists to experiment with these drugs so we can find out exactly how dangerous they might be. Because right now, we don't know. We really don't. We know the government says they're dangerous.
Right, but these people aren't scientists. They're bureaucrats. They don't know.
Exactly. So let's find out the truth. And the only way to find out what the truth is to allow scientific study, unhindered scientific study by government. Get the government out of this and allow people to make their own choices.
It seems like people want to legislate morality, as it were. I mean, it must be one of the reasons. The temperance movement that brought about prohibition was almost entirely propagated by... you know, the sorts of Christians that at that time thought that temperance was an issue.
I want to get back into those kind of people here in a bit, but I want to go to the phones first and talk to Dan in Washington, listening, I believe, KUSA. Hello, Dan.
Hey, guy. How are you?
What's on your mind, sir?
Just the whole drug culture. It's just a Band-Aid. It's like, we grow up with role models, and they say, act your age, not your shoe size, as they slam out the door. So what do? You get a little high. And it's only natural. You look at all ancient cultures and the monuments, and one of those monuments have one cheek a little puffy. Does that mean that they were chewing coca leaves? You look back in the 70s or 80s when they came out with a commercial saying, this is your brain, this is your brain on drugs, and it showed two eggs in a frying pan. Those eggs weren't scrambled. They were sunny side up. It took Madison Avenue 8 years to correct that.
Hmm.
Drugs have changed so much since government involvement. It's not the dirty bathtub biker dope anymore, but now it's what the government allows or doesn't allow in it. And it makes the drug more toxic, more deadly, and more addictive.
Well, now, you're touching on something really important here. The fact that drugs have been prohibited by the government has not done anything to eliminate drugs. As you pointed out before, Mark, and as you're pointing out now, Dan, is that these drugs are becoming more dangerous. In fact, crack cocaine exists only because cocaine was made illegal. If it wasn't for cocaine's illegality, crack never would have come about. Same thing with crystal meth.
Yeah, it's like when the government came in and said, you cannot get your hands on ether, and they had to switch it. It made cocaine more addictive. It made crystal meth more addictive. And at that same point, if you look at small magazines and newspapers around the country, there's little articles, weed and seed, and where they take out to instill paranoia in people. And because paranoia doesn't have to come from the inside on somebody on drugs. It can be instilled, and once it's instilled, if you let it grow and say it to anybody, then pops the possibility of the doctors putting you on their paid-for, politically correct drugs and getting you hooked on those. It's like one of the painkillers that doctors that say don't have you as a steady client put you on for pain is called Ultram. What Ultram does is it releases chemicals in the brain in which if you ever were addicted to anything, it will pull all those addictions right back up to the forefront of the brain.
Wow, what a terrible drug.
Yeah, it is. And it's like the body's so elastic that actually doctors say that dopamine, once you get high, it'll never replace itself. The body's so elastic that it will return.
You can definitely drain yourself if you just overdo it and you take a huge dose of something. Anything in a huge dose can permanently damage you, but I agree with you, Dan. If you're just sort of recreationally using every few months or something like that, just a small amount, then yeah, of course you're going to jump back. Thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. At least that's been my experience. All right, so drugs. The war on drugs. It's time to end it. And as always, the call is always out there. This is a topic that has come up time and time again on Free Talk Live. And we always ask for those of you who are the drug warriors, those of you who believe that the war on drugs should continue.
Not that drugs are bad, because I would certainly agree with you that some drugs are bad.
Oh, yeah. Crystal meth, bad news.
But that it's a good idea to make them illegal in order to keep people from getting them. And in order to make America safer.
Yeah, as though any of that's actually happening. If you're a drug warrior, always we want to hear from you. At 800-259-9231. Coming up, let's talk about those types of people. Those people that want to impose their vision for a drug-free America on others who may not agree. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsavegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals.
not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
You know, I really wish I could just power my place with solar. That's what I was saying to myself over and over again for years, until I found out about Ken Solar. Ken has been working with solar power for over a decade and has designed systems for people all over the world. He's put together customized alternative energy packages for everything from powering the local supermarket all the way down to portable solar power generators. On-grid, off-grid, big systems, or tiny systems, Ken has the proven experience to design a tailored alternative energy system that's just right for you and your budget. He'll also show you how a system can pay for itself in the first month. So if you're looking for solar, check out Ken Solar. Tell Ken you heard about him on GCN, and he'll give you an additional 10% off your order. Just point your browser at kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. It, you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams there. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version for your listening convenience. Totally free at freetalklive.com. Back into the phone calls. Let's talk to Chris in Washington, listening on KUSA. Hello, Chris.
Yo.
Hey,
I was... There is an echo in here.
Oh, it sounds okay on our end, so try your best to ignore it.
Okay, that's fine. One statistic that I heard a long time ago, so the numbers might be a little bit inaccurate. You might want to research it yourself and maybe update. But anyway, I just think it's ironic that cigarettes kill something. I think the stat was 440,000 people a year.
That sounds about right. Allegedly,
like
sure.
Plus an extra 60,000 people who don't even smoke. So just people walking
that
by.
That number's questionable. But go ahead.
Did I say 60,000 or 600?
You said 60,000.
Yeah, I think it was that, because I think...
That's how many people die of lung cancer that don't smoke. But to say that everybody who dies of lung cancer is dying from secondhand smoke is a leap in logic that the EPA made at one point that has been proven wrong several times over. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's fair to say.
Yeah.
But
nonetheless, it's true that a lot of people do die from smoking cigarettes. That much is true, no doubt.
Yeah, but whereas pot is illegal and nobody has ever died from pot.
Yeah, that's
not
true.
That they've been able to prove.
In fact, not only has no one ever died from pot, but the studies that have been done into cancer victims, people with lung cancer, they've actually found that nobody with lung cancer has gotten it as a result of smoking pot either.
That's true.
Yeah, it's just amazing, isn't it?
One other thing on the topic of the whole cancer thing and drugs and all that. There's a vitamin called B17 that I've heard. It's actually a... It's a vitamin that's found in the seeds of a lot of fruit.
Okay.
It's also interesting that you guys might want to do a show sometime about how pharmaceutical companies aren't making that available, where it's actually been proven that that is very effective in fighting cancer.
Hmm.
If anybody really has cancer, they know.
Wait, you're telling me that I can't go to the store and buy vitamin B17?
Well, yeah, because it's actually a form of hydrocyanide.
What does that mean? It's going to kill you? I don't understand.
No, it's a specific complex of something similar to cyanide that it doesn't activate with healthy cells, but when it encounters cancer cells, it does activate and it kills those cancer cells.
Huh.
So
you're suggesting that there's some sort of a conspiracy going on where the pharmaceutical companies are just suppressing this information?
Well, from what I've read, pharmaceutical companies make more money treating the symptoms of diseases rather than just curing them.
Well, a vitamin can't be patented or copyrighted, so they don't have any opportunity to make money there. They could sell it in the same way that they can make aspirin and sell that.
Sure.
But, you know, any company can make B17 and sell it, and you can go on the Internet and buy it right now. That's not Laetril or something like that.
It's available, but it's just not very – people don't recognize it.
Right. Well, there's plenty of things that people will tell you cure cancer. Plenty of things out there.
You know, I'd like to point out that the solution here is not to complain about the pharmacies, but the pharmaceutical companies, not to complain about it and moan about it, but to actually abolish the FDA.
Really?
It is the FDA that is keeping alternative therapies down,
right,
and not allowing...
Right, you can't do a clinical trial on B17 and say, hey, B17 cured 4 out of 5 cancer patients when done a clinical trial, because the FDA will be all over your butt. Whoa, you didn't pay us $10 billion to run it, to let us look over your tests? Well, then it's no good, and you're all going to jail.
The pharmaceutical companies may not be perfect, and they certainly aren't, but the FDA is a dangerous organization that is suppressing possible solutions to problems because of politics. Thanks for the call, Chris. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I don't think people really understand how dangerous the FDA really is. These people, they make excuses for themselves by saying, well, if it only saves one life, then the FDA is worth it to have around.
Yeah, but
no!
That's ridiculous. I mean, what about the cure for a cure for AIDS? How long does that have to go through their process? Even if
at
they,
least 10
quote
years.
Unquote, fast track it.
Ten years.
It takes forever to go through. How many people die in the process while they're withholding that drug from the American people?
In some cases.
So it's not about the one person they save, it's about the 10,000 that they kill
some
every
cases
year.
It's more than that. Yeah, every year. Yeah.
I mean, you know, I can go to Mexico and I can get drugs that I can't get in the United States. Really? I can go to Mexico and get drugs that I'm not allowed to get in America, land of the free, home of the brave. The government has no business in the drug industry. Not any business at all.
But what about protection?
It's not protection.
Look,
I just told you about how the government's killing 10,000 people a year.
But I'm scared. I don't want to take a scary drug that the FDA hasn't said okay to.
Are you telling me that the FDA's only existed for 100 years? What happened to people before that?
Well, the answer is don't take the drug if you're scared of it. There would be, in the absence of the FDA, there would be third-party, voluntarily funded organizations that would do the same research and slap their seal of approval on it. Like you've
Consumer
got the
Reports
Better
already
Business...
Already does the pill.
Right.
Hook.
You've got the Better Business Bureau. They slap their logo on things. You've got the Consumer Reports. They have logos they can slap on things. So if you're worried about it, do your due diligence and check out what it is you're about to put in your body. In fact, having the FDA around actually makes people a little more slipshod with their decisions. Well, it must be safe. The FDA says, I'll just pop these pills.
People die from prescription drugs. Thousands of people die from prescription drugs every year.
To the phones, to the fun. Brett in Iowa, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How's it going tonight, guys?
Good,
hey,
sir.
Brett.
What's up?
Well, I wanted to talk about, with all the drug war topics that have come up tonight, I wanted to mention real quick for all the Iowa listeners, the three that exist.
you beat me to that joke. Go ahead.
Basically, the Libertarian candidate for the governor here in Iowa, his name is Kevin Litton. He's actually a pharmacist, and he is for ending. One of his campaign issues is ending drug prohibition. You would think
Excellent.
If anybody were to know, you know, pharmacists would be smart about drugs, obviously, illegal or legal.
Sure.
And, you know, even he's in support of ending drug prohibition. So, you know, I think people, you know, need to think for themselves. I honestly think that if people sat down and thought about ending the war on drugs, and they really thought the whole process, not just, oh, my God, everybody would start using drugs, but really think of the benefits, how, you know, because if it were legal, Pfizer could start manufacturing, you guys have said this, Pfizer could manufacture heroin, and but it would be a controlled environment. It would be a safer drug. You'd get proper doses, things like that, you know, and I really think if people thought about that, it would maybe take some effect on their...
I agree. If you sit down and you think about ending the war on drugs and the variety of good things that are going to come from this, because only really good things can come from ending the war on drugs, if you actually analyze the war on drugs from an honest, objective perspective, there's no way you can come out of that in favor of the war on drugs. If you have any sense of logic in your brain, there's no way you could come away in favor of the war on drugs.
Well, some of the issues on the war on drugs aren't logic. They're based on
emotions. Yep.
They're based on people's understanding of their religious beliefs. They're based on all kinds of just misinformation and things that they haven't looked at and thought about critically.
You know, Brent, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. If somebody was to call in, and it's just amazing to me, Mark, that every time we talk about ending the war on drugs, it's no problem to get calls from people that are in our camp. And I know there's a variety of people listening to the show. It's no problem to get people that want to end the war on drugs to pick up their phones. But to actually get somebody to pick up their phone and say, you know what, I like the war on drugs, is so difficult. Especially difficult to find somebody who actually believes that, for instance, it's their belief system that they should not alter their consciousness. Finding somebody like that is very difficult. It's somewhat easy to find an individual who says, well, I support the war on drugs. These drugs are bad. Well, sir, do you drink?
Well, yeah.
Well, then you do drugs, too. It's easy to find somebody like that. I would love to find somebody who actually doesn't drink, who doesn't alter their consciousness in any way, and maybe talk to them about it. But, gosh, how many people are there like that? How many people in America, of a given 100 people, how many of those 100 do not engage in any consciousness-altering behavior? I'd like to know.
I can't imagine there's very many.
800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment,
One thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly-Clark.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You can take control, but only moments remain. So if you want to get on, now be the time to call. 800-259-9231 Live, Saturday edition. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, whether it be the live streams, the archives, Shrine of Female Listeners, and more. The best way to support the show, considering we give you everything up front, is to voluntarily support us via the AMP program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You'll learn more about the program there. It's very simple. The idea is you send us $3 a month, and we take that money and turn it around into more radio stations airing the show. More people listening over the internet. It's working. The details are all there at amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks as well. You get access to classic archives from way, way back. You also get access to the Amplifier-only call-in lines as well as the Amplifier-only forum and more. Details are at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
So I was kind of trying to segue between the drug war and something that I've been wanting to talk about this evening. One of the things that makes people want to pass laws is that they get a consideration that something's wrong. For instance, drugs are bad. Well, one of the reasons they think they're wrong is because it's from a religious point of view. This isn't always the case, but I would say that there's a certain religiosity, a certain Christian element behind keeping drugs illegal, make internet gambling, which they've just made illegal.
I'd say if you took two groups of people, one who is religious and one who is not, I think the you're more likely to find anti-drug, anti-gambling people in the religious crowd.
And, you hear the phrase, you can't legislate morality all the time, but nobody ever listens to it. They want to legislate morality
right. In
whatever capacity it is that they
want to
legislate.
Well, because they want you to live your life how they want you to live.
Right. If somebody likes porn, they want to legislate porn. You know, that it's okay to have porn. If someone doesn't like porn, then they want to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. It's just based on their beliefs. Well, I wanted to purport here, just from my point of view, that it is Christian to not legislate your beliefs.
Okay. Back that up now.
I am going to back it up.
Because it seems like Christians like to legislate their beliefs on others. Not all of them.
I think everybody likes
group.
To do that.
It's not me.
I think that everybody likes to do. Most people like to do that in general. And I just made the point that if you like porn, you want to have porn legal.
Okay.
If you don't like, it's just most people think other people should think like I do, and the way I think about the world is the best way. And from Wikipedia, I looked up Pharisees.
You've been labeling. I mean, on Free Talk Live in recent times, you've been labeling this group of Christians. Because a Christian is such a wide label. There's so many different types of Christians. There's the Christians that keep to themselves, and those guys are cool in my book. But then there's the ones that are trying to legislate their morality, and you've been labeling them as Pharisees.
And whether it's whether it has to do with abortion, whether it has to do with the war on drugs, or whether it has to do with gay marriage, I think that when Christians use the law as a hammer, that they're doing what Christ wouldn't want. And I somebody hit me to this today, and I looked on Wikipedia under Pharisees, and it's amazing. I'm going to read some of it.
Okay.
It's really great. Go to Wikipedia, read the entire thing on Pharisees. You'll learn stuff that you never imagined. In the 4th century CE, which I hate that nomenclature.
Okay.
That's the 4th century AD. Christians canonized the New Testament consisting of texts. That means, by the way, that's 4 centuries after Jesus lived. Jesus was born. So,
okay.
I mean, that's a long time. That's 4 centuries that the Bible didn't exist.
Hmm.
Consisting of texts being written between 60 years CE and 150 years AD. Both of those same CE and AD is the same thing, which spell out a new covenant and provide the case for a basis for the basis that it's the Bible. In the New Testament, the ruling Pharisees of the time, the House of Shammai, are often represented as being ideological foes of Jesus.
They were the bad guys,
right? In an important binary in the New Testament is the opposition between law and love. Now, the Pharisees represented law, and Jesus represented love. According to the New Testament, represents the Pharisees as obsessed with man-made rules, especially concerning purity. Oh my, who could be obsessed with man-made rules, especially concerned with purity?
Pharisees.
I mean, you know, it just seems, I'm just seeing that there's a lot of parallels between the Pharisees that Jesus came to get rid of and the people, the ruling Christians of today, the Christians that want to jam their rules on them.
The loudmouth Christians.
The loudmouth ones, the ones that embarrass the rest of the Christians.
Exactly. They give them a bad name just because they're out forefront claiming themselves to be the representatives of all Christianity when, in fact, they're just individuals.
Right. Whereas Jesus is more concerned with God loves. The Pharisees scorn sinners, and Jesus seeks them out.
Hmm.
So Jesus, you know, told the prostitute to go and sin no more.
Right.
But the Pharisees wanted to kill her.
But you've got people, this really does parallel today, because you've got people today calling themselves Christians and coming out and protesting porn stores and coming out and screaming about how this is a nation of laws when it comes to immigration and all these other things. Well, this is a nation of laws and that's all that's important. Well, apparently not, according to the history.
Right. Because of the New Testament's frequent depictions of Pharisees as self-righteous rule followers, the word Pharisee and its derivatives have become a semi-common usage in English to describe hypocritical, arrogant people who place the letter of the law above its spirit. Jews today subscribe to a Judaism typically find this an insulting anti-Semitic term. I never knew that, and I, you know, obviously don't care. Like it's I'm not intending to insult any Jews. I'm intending to insult Christians when I use the term Pharisee, because the Christians of today, the ones that are, you know, trying to pass laws that tell other people what to do, are acting like the Pharisees of Jesus' time. And Jesus came to get rid of those people. Here, let me, one more point I want to make on this before I let Reverend Mark's, you know, Bible hour slip away, is God put Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and he gave them the opportunity to do whatever they wanted to do, and they made a mistake. Now, That's the God that gave us choice. God gave you choice in your life. That's the one thing that you have as a human being.
Presuming you believe in God, and I don't.
Right. Okay. So, and for Christians to take that choice away from people takes away their opportunity
to make the right choice.
To make the right choice. You, if there were no pot, and you know, if there were no drugs, if you think that those things are sinful, which there's no evidence really for that. Then you take people's opportunity to choose to do the right thing in their life away.
Presuming that's the right thing.
And that's not what God would do. That's not what Jesus would do.
That's what a Pharisee would do.
Christians need to support people's right to choose.
Yeah, I'd love to hear. I would love to hear from a Christian on that one. 800-259-9231. And not one of the usual crew of pro-freedom-oriented Christians that calls this show. I mean, we've kind of got this cavalcade, we've got this crew of Christians out there listening that, you know, pretty much is on board with everything that we say, and we love those guys. But one of the Christians that maybe is a little bit shocked by what you're saying, would you consider yourself a Pharisee? I mean, that's why you bring it up, right, Mark? To sort of, it's kind of like slapping a small government conservative in the face like you did earlier with the communism allegation or the socialist allegation. Essentially, labeling a Christian as a Pharisee is essentially a slap in the face, right?
It sure is. It says here that according to the New Testament, Pharisees wanted to punish Jesus for healing a man's withered hand on the Sabbath. You know, Doesn't that sound, I mean, doesn't that sound like somebody in the same way who wants to keep pot illegal? I mean, people, it's been shown in clinical test after clinical test that marijuana helps some people with their illnesses. But you want to keep it illegal?
Mm-hmm.
Because to the Pharisees, it was more important. Their law of the Sabbath was more important than that man's withered hand.
Yep.
To Jesus, it was more important that the guy's hand be healed.
Yep, and today...
No, these people are so caught up in their rules. Their rules are so important to them. This is the kind of person that Jesus hated. He hated them more than anyone.
He hated people?
All I'm telling you is Jesus came to get rid of these people.
Yeah.
Did Jesus rise up against the Romans and throw off the people that were oppressing the Jews? No. Jesus had nothing to do with them. He rose up against the Pharisees, the people who were so caught up in their little religious rules, so blinded
by
these things.
Are you saying Jesus was a free marketeer?
I'm afraid Jesus was, at the very least, a libertarian.
That's cool, man.
So
right on. 1-800-259-9231. You know, you mentioned the Sabbath, right? And this law to keep the Sabbath holy, this idea. Well, this is something that's even being echoed today. I mean, we've had stories on this show in the past about... There's laws, for instance, about what you can and can't buy on Sundays.
Sure, in a lot of places you can't buy alcohol on Sunday.
Yep. In some place, there was one law that specified that a certain park couldn't open except for like 2 hours on a Sunday because we wouldn't want the kids to want to go and play soccer when they should be in church. We wouldn't want to allow people to make choices for themselves. And I think what you said is so appropriate, this idea that, you know, if indeed you are religious, if you are indeed a Christian, and you believe that you have to make good choices in order to get to heaven and all that, well, shouldn't you be free to make those choices? And make the wrong choices, and make mistakes, and apologize for them, and make everything right again.
And repent. I mean, that's what Christianity is about, right?
I suppose. Like I said, I'm an atheist. Vinny in here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online between now and Monday night when the show continues online at freetalklive.com. And between now and then, I wish you the best weekend and a safe weekend. And you too, Mark. I know you're going out and drinking tonight. See you on Monday.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello.